Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps stand ready to defend the American way of life. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the City Zone. My name is DJ Kelly, and today we're going to kick back and listen to more Japanese city pop music. I hope everyone is having a good Friday evening. It's the weather. Oh, my goodness. The weather has been very beautiful for this past week, and also with last week, too, I think. You know, I love me some sunshine, just blue skies and clouds and whatnot. It's just a perfect day, you know. And, you know, I hope everyone's doing good with their assignments, papers, you know the things, you know, just turn them in and get those graded, and just wait until the end of the semester. I think we're in like 4 weeks in until the last day of classes, so you know, can't wait for that. But, you know, before that, we got to focus on the finals. And I'm pretty sure some of you guys are probably, you know, studying for the finals early, because I know some of you guys can be, you know, you'd rather just get it out of the way and just start studying now, or just, you know, just focus on like other stuff, like assignments and whatnot and lectures. But yeah, anyways, so the first song that we're going to play for our Japanese city pop music would be Blue Note by Tomoko Aran. That is Blue Note by Tomoko Aran. I can't really read the album of where this song came from because it's all in Japanese kanji. Yeah, this is going to be our very first song of the show. So, yeah, please enjoy. You're listening to Woni 90.9 FM Oniata. Keep it locked.
Yorisou neiki wo sagatsu Ate no nai
right. So that was Blue Note by Tomoko Aron. Very soothing song. Very, you know, it's very, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's like, you know, very soothing. The music is very good. Tomoko, her voice, her singing voice, very good. What's funny? One thing I've realized with, like, at least with some Japanese city pop songs, with the lyrics, like, I know you guys, like, you know, I know you guys don't really understand Japanese, or at least somewhat understand Japanese, but, like, when it comes to the songs, it's like, you know, the whole message is like, you know, it's sometimes it's like the message is like pretty basic about, like, you know, like love, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. But like there's like certain songs that has like, you know, it might, you know, the song might sound soothing, but like the message and like the lyrics, if you like understand them or like use like a translator, like it's very, very sad and very sad and very gloomy. And, you know, like, and that's kind of weird to hear because, like, you know, when it comes to songs like this, like, you don't expect them to be, like, you know, have, like, a, you know, like, or at least the lyrics, like, to be very gloomy or sad. Like, you expect it to be, like, something simple, like love or passion or something along the lines of that, you know? And, you know, it's crazy to think about when it comes to songs, like, you know. And I guess that kind of goes with, like, any Japanese song. Like, if you really understand, like, the message and the lyrics of the song, if you, like, understand Japanese or, you know, like, use, like, a translator or something along the lines of that. So, yeah, that's very interesting to think about. But anyways, the next song for the show will be, it's called Modern Museum by Masayaki Kishi. I butchered her last name a little bit. That's my apologies. Masayuki Kishi. Modern Museum. That's the name of the song. Modern Museum by Masayuki Kishi. The album from... Oh, the song... Well, yeah, the album is from... The album's called Pretender. So if you guys want to check that out, or at least check out the album, by all means, go right ahead. But, yep, this is going to be the next song of our show. So, without further ado, please enjoy. Keep it locked.
Oh, て悩んでみせるモディリアニの描く女真面目すぎて愛に迷う君の影を追いかけるけれど
So that was Modern Museum by Masayuki Kishi. Very, very good. Very good song. I really love the saxophone. Whoever played that saxophone, oh my goodness, they did a good job with the saxophone. They killed it. It's very nice. And also, of course, the music in general is very good. You know, Masayuki, Japanese city pop artist. Good voice, very good singing voice. Bet the lyrics have a very good meaning to it. And if not, still though, the music is very good. But anyways, the next song for the show will be Street Dancer by Hiromi Iwasaki. That is Street Dancer by Hiromi Iwasaki. So, I got no words, so sorry. Please enjoy. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
So that was Street Dancer by Hiromi Iwasaki. Very good song. Love the vocals. Love the singer. The instruments, very good. Just overall, very good Japanese city pop song. I think this might be up my top 10 now that I think about it. Like, it's, I don't know, this is what this song I just really like. And I know I say that with a lot of songs, but like with this particular song, it's different. Something different about it that I just really like. Anyways, the next song of our show will be Misty Mauve. I'm having a hard time saying this last word, but it's by Masayuki Suzuki, which is kind of funny because, like, the Modern Museum, that's by, like, Masayuki Kishi. So I'm guessing that maybe they're related, brother and sister, maybe. Who knows? We'll never know. But that's going to be our next song up in the show. So, please enjoy and keep it locked.
Keep sole, the sheep, the sun, when new.
Mave. I still can't get the last word for some reason. it's so funny. So I made two mistakes. So one, I can't really say the last word. I think it's Mauve. Mave, I think. Mave? Mauve? Mave? There's that, right? I made one mistake of not butchering that word. Also, another mistake I made was the artist. I thought so funny. I made the little mistake of assuming that this artist was a female artist, but once listening to this song, it was actually the artist is a guy. And yeah, I don't know why, I find it a little bit funny, but anyways, next up on the show would be Stardust Night by Jack Doze. It's by the album Free Drink. And also the last song, also the Misty M song, the track we listened to. The album is from Radio Days, so just wanna put that out there if everyone wants to check out the album or not. But yep. So next up will be Stardust Night by Jack Doze from Free Drink. So without further ado, please enjoy and keep it locked. So that was Stardust Night by Jack Doze. Very good song. Also, I love the album cover for the song. It's just like a bottle of Heineken, and it's a very good album cover. other than that, I really like the song. I think this song might be also up my top 10 Japanese city pop songs. And I don't know what else to say, man. It's a really good song. I like everything about this song. And you're gonna hear that a lot from me. I'm gonna say like, oh yeah, I really like this song, or I like that song, or this artist is very good. They have a singing voice. Like, I really mean those things. Like, I think every Japanese city pop song, like, it's just like a really, it's just good, and like, I can't think of one that I really hate. I guess, like, my preference when it comes to songs like this is, like, I prefer them to be a little more fast-paced than slow-paced. I mean, like, there are, like, some good slow-paced Japanese city pop songs, but, like, with songs like this, it's, like, it's kind of like a perfect blend. Like, it's not too fast, but it's not too slow, so I can, like, you know, enjoy to it, because I'm a person who likes fast-paced music more than slow-paced music. Like, I still like slow-paced music, but, like, fast-paced music, it really gets me going. But anyways, next song for the show will be One Hot Love by Makoto Matsushita. That is One Hot Love by Makoto Matsushita. So without further ado, please enjoy and keep it locked.
Oh,
All right, so that was One Hot Love by Makoto Matsushita. Very good song, very chilling, very, not chilling, but like very chill song. Yeah, it's it's a very good song. Very like the vocals, like the artist song, singer voice, music, just everything but the song. I just really like it. I like everything about the song, yeah. So, unfortunately, for some reason, I can't seem to, there's something wrong with my Spotify for some reason. Like, I can't seem to, like, make another playlist of songs for you guys for some reason. I don't know why. I tried like a couple of hours ago and I tried again and for some reason won't let me. For some reason I think there might be a glitch. So for now, for at least the rest of the show, I'm gonna play some songs that we've already played from like March. So, I'm sorry about that, guys. Like, I don't know why Spotify just won't let me create another playlist for some reason. I mean, and it's not like I have, like, too many playlists. Like, I really don't have enough playlists, like, at all. But, like, for some reason, I can't seem to make a new one. So, like, it's kind of weird. But, yeah, other than that, the next song for the show will be Shyness Boy by Henry, one of my favorite Japanese hip hop artists of all time. So without further ado, please enjoy and keep it locked. Woody 90.9 FM Oniata.
Get
All right, so that was Shiny's Boy by Henri. Very, very good, very bass, very, you know, a banger Japanese city pop song. I think like Henri is just one of my favorite Japanese city pop artists of all time. Like, I just, there's nothing about it. Like, I don't know. I just, like, I don't even want to describe it into words. Like, it's just, like, she's just a good artist. Like, she's like one of my personal favorite artists of all time. And, you know, I really hope you guys get the chance to, you know, check out her music and listen to her songs, whatever you get the chance to, of course. But, yeah, she's a very talented artist nonetheless. All right. So next song on our show would be Otoko no Ona by Junko Ohashi. So, yep. Otoko to Ona by Junko Ohashi. The song is from the album Blue Desert. So you want to check out this artist and check out, you know, her albums and whatnot, more specifically this album, you can. But other than that, enough of me rambling. Yeah, please enjoy and keep it locked. We'll be right back. right, so that's Otoko to Una by Junko Ohashi. Very good song. Love the melody of the song. Its melody is very good. Yeah, she's a very good artist. Junko, very good artist. Her album, it's from, well, at least album from the song, it's called Blue Desert. Sorry, I don't know why, I just kind of had a little bit of a brain fart moment, but, you know, it's all right, it happens to all of us, you know, we're all human at the end of the day. Anyways, the next song of the show will be Lazy Dance, Nonstop Music Version, sorry, by Yoko Oginome. I don't know why I have a hard time saying that, but it's fine. The next up will be Lazy Dance. So, other than that, please enjoy and keep it locked. Was Lazy Dance by Yoko Oginome. Very, very catchy song. One of the melody instruments. It's a good song. It goes with any other song. I just like it. It's a very good song. And you might think I'm just being biased. I'm not being biased. Like, I'm being genuine. Like, every single Japanese K-pop song I've ever listened to, like, is just generally good. And, like, I can't really criticize any of them. Like, it's just that good to me. But other than that, the next song up in the show will be Windy Summer by Anri.
That's
When You Summer, Summer by Henri from the album Timely. So without further ado, please enjoy and keep it locked.
Let's go.